I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane. Together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. It's time for a very serious episode of By the Power tonight.
Is it?
In response to a completely not serious cartoon. This week's cartoon is chosen by Kane, and it is a 90s cartoon. Again, have all your cartoons been 90s ones, Kane?
Probably.
So we're born. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense. So I was born late in the 1989, so yeah.
Yeah, does make sense then. Freakazoid! Exclamation mark was your choice. But before we talk about Freakazoid, I have had
Freakazoid.
Millions of emails, messages asking for an update on who's winning. Whose line was it anyway? And I think we have to put it at the start of the show for now because so many people are just at their wit's end and they can't think who is going to win this amazing podcast quiz, the number one podcast quiz in the country. Jamie, over to you.
Just before we start, like, I was fairly drunk last week, but I presume I got an extra point for something.
Nope. You minus 1 point.
Jamie's handing out points like a paedophile in the schoolyard at the moment. It's just...
Why, do they hand out points?
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head who it is, what the score, I'm trying to bring it on my computer.
This is the number one quiz in the podcasting world.
And also your only role, Jamie.
This is my only role today. Yeah. here we go.
The fact that you've looked it up somewhere does not fill me with any more confidence that it's likely to be correct than if you hadn't found it.
I want to know what he's like looking it up on there. There'll be like
a... He's got a spreadsheet.
It's a fact packet.
It keeps it next to the cartoon scores that he's logging.
Yeah, that's a cigarette packet for our American listeners.
Here we go. I found it. So for your interest, it's under my under my notes for Paw Bears. Kane's on three. James is on two. Stu's on two. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
We're ready.
I said, are you ready?
Yeah, we just told you. But I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay, right. We have lost our clan, our world, even our time.
Gargoyles.
The castle is all
Well played. Well played.
Well done, Stu.
We will not abandon
good interruption.
It. Strong arm, Stu. Strong arm.
Good interruption,
thank
mate.
Thank you.
Was that a guess, Stu, or did you know it?
I was confident. As soon as you said and clan, I was pretty confident.
You are spot on.
Outside of, I guess, gummy bears, who maybe they don't call themselves a clan, do they? No, I was pretty confident in that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a good shout,
segment.
That's the castle is all we have left, and we will not abandon it. It's a quote from season 1, episode 9, which was Enter Macbeth, and that was a quote from the almighty Goliath.
Nice.
James, I'm sorry, disappointed, James. Brother.
Stu beat me to it, yeah. He just jumped in nice and quick.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
About me?
Yeah,
quick.
Yeah,
to be fair, Stu, that's the first time it's paid off, hasn't it, where you've gone in early?
Oh. I'm trying to decide if that's innuendo or not.
I know, me too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does it pay off if you go in nice and early?
I always like to get in early. Then you can get out.
Quick.
Yeah, get in early, get out, go do something else.
As Mary Poppins says, the quicker you get into it, the quicker you get out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what she was talking about, right?
Go somewhere else, can't you?
What, the game?
The whose line was it anyway?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The number one podcast quiz in the country.
The continent.
Thanks, James. Jamie, even. I've got a new host, The Amazing Quiz.
Whose line
was it anyway? Kane, why have you chosen Freakazoid?
No real reason. I'm running out of cartoons to think about.
Also pretty standard for Kane.
It's a cartoon what I like half remember as a kid. It come along when I was, I think I said last week, I was either going to go Banana Man or Freakazoid. And I chose Freakazoid. So went for season 2, episode 2, The Freakazoid. And
any reason behind the choice of it, Kane? Choice of episode?
Top rated episode on the internet.
Yeah,
is that right?
It was the, I looked at the top 10 episodes and this was number 3. Number 1 was episode 1, season 1. And number 2 was the last ever episode, so
good choice.
I think either of them would have been good choices, so went for this one.
I like it because it's a good choice. It's a strong choice.
Yeah, it's, I've only watched it today for the first time, and I'm really interested to hear your guys' thoughts because it's either going to shit the bed completely, one of you is either going to like it, or you're all or I'm not going to allow to pick another cartoon again. That's my tips for today. So should we go around and start with Stuart? What did you think?
I'm going to say I was quite down on Warner Brothers, wasn't I, last week?
Yeah.
Because I don't really like any Warner Brothers cartoons. Apart from I realised Animaniacs, I loved.
Batman.
And Pinky and the Brain, I liked.
Bolfu featuring this cartoon?
Exactly. And obviously, I haven't seen Freakazoid before. I'm aware of it, but I've never really sat and watched it. But as a fan of Animaniacs, I obviously like this. I don't know if this. I'm assuming this came out after Animaniacs, but I'm not certain. Maybe the same.
I think it was before.
I think it was during. Is that whole sort of like big push?
Wacko in it, didn't it? So I'm guessing it's at least some point.
Was this 95? Was it 95? This.
Mid-90s? Yeah, this is 95.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I love this cartoon. Really enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. It was animated in that style, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I think works for this and Animaniacs.
Anime this, isn't it, Stu? It's anime.
I don't think so.
See, what style is this counted as? Because this is the type of cartoons I like, but I don't know what
I would class this
non-anime.
As Warner Brothers style. I think this Tasmanian Devil, Animaniacs, all of those ones are their own style, I would say. I mean, it's American cartoon, I guess, right? But I think Warner Brothers had their own style, I think.
Should we call it the Kane style from now on, then?
Yeah. Like big hands and big heads and little bodies kind of thing.
That's just what I like.
They're your favourite.
Yeah.
Also, made by the same person who did Batman, isn't it?
Yeah, supposedly I watched a little thing before doing this podcast as well. Like Batman makes some reference. Well, there's a lot of Batman references in Freakazoid throughout the two seasons.
Is
as
there?
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like somewhere he's like in the background. Then they just have to keep cutting it and going. That's on a different channel, so we can't show.
Ah, nice.
Because it's Bruce Timm, isn't he, who I think directed or created the animated
Rug?
Batman.
Is it Rug? Paul Rugg? Oh, no, I think he voiced it. Did he direct it then, Bruce Timm?
I think he created it.
Oh, did he? Oh, interesting.
I think he's the exec, creator, producer, whatever it is.
Okay. I think he's popped up in Teen Titans as well, hasn't he?
Bruce Timm?
No, Freakazoid.
Dude, Teen Titans.
Has been in Teen Titans, yeah.
I think he's popped up in Teen Titans.
I love the Teen Titans movie.
It's I always did a movie. The series is brilliant. I didn't know there was a movie.
It's a cinema movie. Yeah, it's good.
Was it?
Actual proper cinema movie. The one that was a proper release, not like a straight-to-DVD or straight-to-TV one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
The TV series is amazing. It's amazing.
Are you talking live action or are you talking cartoon, Jamie?
No, I'm talking... Cartoon.
Yeah.
That live action thing looks like it's going to be a giant pile of shit.
I don't mind it. I watched 2 seasons of it so far. It's not bad.
That's got 2 seasons. Oh, my God.
It's not bad.
Anyway, my score for Freakazoid is a strong 7 out of 10.
Ooh!
Bez, let's go to you next.
He hated it.
If Bez doesn't say, I was expecting to hate it, but I actually enjoyed it, I'm going to be angry because you always say that for me, Bez.
I was expecting to hate it, Kane. But I actually enjoyed it.
I did.
I really did.
No.
Yeah, I did. I don't like Animaniacs. as you possibly know.
It's fucking not brilliant, Animaniacs.
It's not. I don't get slapstick comedy. It's not my cup of tea. But this I really liked. Liked it. He reminded me of a Deadpool sort of character.
Well, stop there, Bez.
Oh.
And I'll
ding,
do
ding,
my...
ding, 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 ding. Yeah, we need like a QI buzzer, don't we?
Yeah.
And mention Bruce Tim and Batman. Ding, 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 ding. Mention Deadpool. Ding, 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 ding.
Go
Animaniac.
On.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's a perfect little segue to my review from a customer off Amazon. Ooh. Of a Freakazoid. And it said, Deadpool ripped Freakazoid off. You need some Freakazoid in your life. Trust this review because I took time out to rate it, so you can trust my judgment.
Oh, I'm going to say Deadpool was before Freakazoid.
What, you think Deadpool existed before 1995?
I reckon so.
I think so as well.
I think so.
Well, unnamed Amazon customer. This is
yeah. I could be wrong then. Yeah, no, it did. It reminded me of Deadpool, like modern day Deadpool. I know original Deadpool wasn't like that. He was a bit more serious, in all fairness. So yeah, they perhaps changed the character a little bit. But no, I really enjoyed it. I thought the you know, sort of breaking the fourth wall stuff was good. Hulk got a mention like that, which is a bit different to sort of cross over the boundaries. I like the cutting
did you
in with
the first 2 minutes of the cartoon again.
No, I watched it all. I like the cutting the in with live action stuff as well.
So apart from the first 2 minutes,
they are. I'm playing it through in my head. I love the Godfather
like the theme
reference.
Tune.
Yeah, the Godfather bit at the very start.
Did you like the Inspector Gadget? The Inspector Gadget bit, get James
the car. Go, go, Gadget car.
No. When he was stroking the cat at the start, the claw.
That's Godfather.
No, it's Inspector Gadget.
It's Godfather, Jamie.
Which came first? The Godfather or Inspector Gadget?
The Godfather by a long way. It's the Godfather, Jamie.
Inspector Gadget.
It's the Godfather.
Hold on a minute. Who stroked a pussy first?
Godfather.
Was it Godfather?
Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Or was it Bond?
I think he beats Blofeld, I think.
I'm not sure actually now. Blofeld's pretty old.
He is. I don't know.
What Bond movie is that? Golden. It's not Goldface. It's not.
Nah.
Goldface.
It's not Thunderball, is it? Goldface.
Goldface. That famous Bond film.
You only live twice? I think you only live twice.
Have any of you guys seen
I think
new
that's
got to
be earlier than Godfather.
No, not yet. Not sure. But either way, I enjoyed that. I did like the Go-Go Gadget car. I thought the car was pretty cool. Just for the fact they introduced it with the writers in the limo and stuff like that. So yeah.
I can't believe you didn't hate every moment of this, James.
No,
I
really
hate
didn't.
This.
Yeah, no, didn't hate it at all.
I don't know how you can not hate this and then not like Animaniacs.
Yeah,
essentially it's the same program.
What's his power set though? I couldn't work out from this cartoon. What's his? He's a superhero when he's got powers.
Obviously, he can fly.
Yeah, I think he just has like very generic. Very generic powers, and he's like strong, fast, quick.
Flies.
Which is also same as fast.
And do we know his origin work? I like an origin.
Yeah.
I know
so
it, in this episode, but
I think he got it downloaded from the computer.
Oh,
so there was like
yeah,
a chip inside
him. He accidentally put in a certain code, didn't he? In a, like a certain
somebody,
web address.
No, somebody stood on the computer or something, didn't they? Did it?
Yeah, it was a cat, and it randomly typed in a web address, and then that gave him the powers or some nonsense.
It were.
Because somebody, there's an episode where somebody else gets his powers because they type in the magic word.
Same weird bit. Yeah. Power of the internet, folks. Power of the internet.
I can't wait till Jamie's review is going to be, this doesn't make any sense. We didn't learn how this power set works or...
what its limitations are.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting because what, 95 when they downloaded, when he got it downloaded all this info off the internet. There can't have been that much on the internet in 1995, could there?
Slow porn.
Yeah.
It's weird.
He's just buffering the whole time.
Different fast porn.
Yeah, it's a lot different. You start at the top. You start or worse. You start at the hair and work your way down. You get to the eyes.
The hair.
Hey. Yeah, top of the head. Hair.
Is that a masturbation
eyes,
technique?
Nose.
Yeah.
And
what's
all the way down?
It sort of taught you how to keep your pace. To be fair, and slow down a little. Yeah, because. You could be done before the image is even downloaded, so yeah. A lot of
in 1995?
Yeah.
I think the
James has still got one of them pens that when you turn it upside down, the skirt drops off a woman.
Ooh, hello, Nelly.
Sexy time, baby.
He's got one of those little sliding block puzzles that shows a naked woman when it's in the correct order.
Yes. Yeah, but like there's missing parts, the middle,
yeah.
The private part.
Because they're in the middle.
Head and legs.
That's the way I like them.
Just the head and legs.
Like Stu, I'm going to go for a very solid 7 on this.
Nice.
Very solid.
You have surprised me immensely there, James.
Oh, I like to keep you on your toes.
Go on, Jamie, with your dramatic pauses. Give it
a
your
nine,
review.
A 9. It gets a 9.
Wow, straight in with a score.
Really?
He's not giving it a 9.
I'm giving it a 9, genuinely. I fucking love this.
Nice.
I love it.
Have you seen it before, Jamie, or are you new to this?
New to it.
Okay.
Completely new to it. Don't know much about this whatsoever. Yeah, it's random as hell, but it's not randomness in a more serious cartoon. It's all completely random, and I'm okay with that. I don't think I've laughed at a cartoon as much as I have at this. I love the theme tune. I love the I want to say story, but it's not really a story to it.
Did you like the announcer with his acting lessons?
Yes, brilliant. Yeah, it's
perfect. You know,
it's the bit where he's flying. I was absolutely belly laughing when he was flying around chasing after that car. I thought that was brilliant. Like Kane, I love the animation, the non-anime Kane cartoon sort of thing. I thought it was great. I genuinely will go and watch more of this. It ticked a lot of my boxes in ways that I did not expect it to do. Thought this would be getting a 5 from me, but it's a strong 9.
You masturbated to it.
Yeah. Well, it was good.
I think
it's
still going.
Still going.
Still not ever. Jamie this excited.
Oh, I only watched it today. I only watched
it
today.
Masturbate noise, Jamie.
Why does Jamie sound like a chimney when he masturbates?
Mojo Jojo.
Jimmy Forsyth.
Sounds like Rolf Harris.
Yeah. Don't wonder what he masturbates.
Rolf Harris. Hey, do you think
Jamie,
he's on Twitter?
Can you tweet what Rolf Harris, please, and tell him?
No, don't.
Blame an audio
is he not in prison?
Oh, yeah, he's in prison, but they can have Twitter in prison.
Can they?
I don't know.
Let's go yes. Why not?
I'll tweet him and ask him.
Talking about Twitter and our 90s celebrities, I just realised that Noel Lemons is trending now.
Is he?
Right now. Yeah.
I think we started that.
Yeah, you've got to change a movie with the word No Lemons in there. So a title of the movie and put No Lemons.
So instead of Baywatch, it'd be No Lemons.
No Lemons. Instead of Toy Story, No Lemons.
Is that right? Is this a thing?
Yeah. I saw it just before logging on for this.
So it could be like No Edmonds Park?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to go to Noel Edmonds Park. Can you imagine the majestic Noel Edmonds running around? I'd love
it. It's just one word you change for the whole of Noel Edmonds? Is that how it works?
I don't think the rules are that specific, Jamie. I think you can go whatever makes you happy.
It's replace a word in a TV show with Noel Edmonds. So Noel Edmonds in the attic. That's the first one. Yeah.
Nice.
Noel Edmonds the vampire slayer. That's
nice. I'm going to go for Hey Noel Edmonds.
Oh, nice. Noel Edmonds under the hammer.
Nice.
I'm going to go for Naked Noel Edmonds.
What's that? What show is that?
Naked Attraction.
Oh, okay. Noel Edmonds Attraction.
This one's a great one because there's a picture towards it and it's Noel Edmonds Drag Race UK.
Makes sense. Kind of. Could imagine that.
Whoa. As we're talking here, breaking news, and this is on BBC News, Noel Edmonds promises the return of 90s primetime classic Noel's House Party.
Brilliant.
If Facebook stays down for a further 12 hours.
Keep it down.
That is awesome. No way.
Facebook's back. Sweet. What's your score, Kane? What did you think to it?
I'm giving it 8 out of 10.
Nice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. The only thing what I was expecting was probably more superhero things happening. But I really enjoyed it. It made me laugh. I was watching a thing just before this, and they were saying how it was pitched to the wrong demographic. That's why it got cancelled. That, like, due to the randomness and everything, it's more
adult. Like, late teens, adult. All right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were saying, what's it worth? Is it Adult Swim? Is that the...
Yeah.
The thing they're saying, like, if it was coming out now, they could, like, put something like this out on Adult Swim and make it a little
bit
more
like
mature.
A streaming thing, is it?
It's what is it like Rick and Morty?
The channel, and that kind of, the channel, yeah. They do Archer, Rick and Morty, Robot Chicken. I guess stuff that would be on it now is like Ren and Stimpy would be Adult Swim style, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
SpongeBob is probably Adult Swim style, I guess.
Yeah. I thought, like James said, I thought it was random, but it was like so crazy that it was just funny. Like it was totally out there with them. Some of the split screens where it was like live action stuff, it was, yeah, completely out there. Good theme song, catchy theme song, extremely long, but yeah, really good. So, 8 out of 10.
I did notice, and this isn't a bad thing, that all of the sound effects and music were basically from Animaniacs and other Warner Brothers cartoons.
Were they?
Yeah, like everything, it sounds like you could hear like doors closing and cars driving and know it was a Warner Brothers cartoon and the little musical tunes and stuff. I mean, if you don't like anime, it's very Animaniac, isn't it? But I know it's the same people, so there's lots of little songs, funny stuff, cutaways, Steven Spielberg's in it. Do you know what I mean? It's very, very similar style.
That's mental, that bit. In the middle of that conversation.
That whole like 2 minute segment, then there's just like, no payoff either. It's just, who are you guys?
They'll go in like, when they all through, for people who haven't seen it, basically, who you got? So there's Freakazoid, there's the brain, Pinky and the Brain, and Wacko. Yeah. And they're debating who Steven Spielberg likes the most. So in this, in the middle of a conversation with somebody else, they go to see Steven Spielberg and ask him, and what does he say?
Who are you guys?
That's it. And then it's finished.
It just goes back to where it was, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I thought the voice acting was really good, to be fair.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it flowed
especially,
really nicely.
Especially
into
the Loeb.
He was good.
Loeb is perfect. He's got a great voice.
He's weird.
Yeah.
In what way?
His big brain.
In every way. Yeah, his big brain. Has he got a backstory? Do we know anything about this dude?
He's got a massive brain.
Got it.
I do know in one of the episodes, he has a 6 minute song in there.
No way.
Yeah. I bet the writers just had like such a good time, because there's obviously so many like hidden jokes in there as well, what the writers have probably...
Like Inspector Gadget. Stroking a cat.
Off of Inspector Gadget. Maybe all the jokes taken from Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, the whole show.
Yeah.
Why is there an exclamation mark after Freakazoid?
Because he's crazy.
Got it. Cheers, James.
Why not?
I think it just impacts the way you say it, doesn't it? It's not. We shouldn't be saying Freakazoid, we should be saying Freakazoid!
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Freakazoid!
There was a slight accent on that. That sounded a little bit European, that Stu.
Did it? What country?
A little bit German. Say it again. Okay.
Freakazoid.
Yeah, a little bit German, yeah.
I'd be interested to see how much, say, Steven Spielberg had in any of it.
I reckon zero.
Was he the executive producer, was he?
Yeah. I think he
asked it to be funny, didn't he? I think he pushed it down the... slapstick sort of route, I think. Yeah,
he said make it more like Animaniacs.
He was like, just really ham it up, go crazy on it, as opposed to trying to make it, you know, don't try and make it an action cartoon and such.
Well, when they originally started writing it, supposedly they wanted it like a Batman type of cartoon.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Bruce Timm had basically redone Batman, but for a kids' cartoon, I think, was the idea.
I didn't know if it was like like a Tim Burton on Nightmare Before Christmas type thing where
nothing to do with
it. Yeah, nothing, just put your name on it and it helps sell it or whatever. Yeah. Because was it, what other cartoons did Spielberg do? Obviously Animaniacs and
Pinky and the Brain. Pinky Animaniacs. I think that's it.
Right.
And I don't think any of them were any different particularly to what Warner Brothers were doing at that time, were they? There's a few like Taz at that time, it was a similar time, I think, innit?
Yeah.
Taz were great.
I was nearly going to select Taz as my cartoon as well. That's another good one.
That's a bit earlier, right?
I bet it must have been.
I think that's going to be early 90s. There was the other one, though, wasn't there, with them in, that Taz was in. That had all, that had everybody in Daffy.
Looney Tunes.
And...
What, Looney Tunes?
No, it wasn't called Looney Tunes. Like, no. Like a kid's cartoon series.
Looney Tunes.
No, it wasn't Looney Tunes.
Are you sure? Was...
Yeah, definitely.
There was the one with the, like, little Taz with his hat, who had that hat and that.
It was Baby Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Tiny Toons.
That... Tiny Toons. We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony, and it is cartoony, we're evading your TV.
Yeah, exactly. A bit like Animaniacs style, isn't it?
Yeah, very, yeah.
Because Looney Tunes had a bit of a...
resurgence.
A bit of a push, resurgence since the Space Jam movie again, hasn't it?
It always looks like it's dying. Looney Tunes always looks like it's dying, and then it comes back.
Because there used to be that Warner Brothers store at Meadow Wall as well. Mm. Remember, next to Disney store, and it was like... Really cool.
Are you guys saying Looney Tunes?
Tune. Yeah. Looney Tune.
I thought you said Looney Tunes. I thought it's Looney Tunes, isn't it?
Looney Tunes.
What do you mean?
T-O-O-N-S.
No, no, Looney Tunes. Tune. Tune. It's tune music. Tune.
It's tune.
I say T-Tune.
So,
tune.
No, James is right. So, I pronounce tune like tune anyway. Play me a tune. Yeah. But yes, we mean Looney Tune as in the music. That's why it's always got the music with all the episodes. And
yeah, I thought it was in my head. It's T-O-O.
Oh no.
Well, confusingly, Tiny Toons is, isn't it?
Is Tiny it? Oh,
Tiny
that's
Toons
the
is T-O-O-N-S, whereas Looney Tunes is T-U-N-E-S.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I think I can pronounce tunes like tune anyway.
Do you?
That's what I was saying. I do. Yeah, I'd say play me a tune.
Yeah.
Well, then plays a tune.
Yeah.
I'd say plays a tune. You don't say tune. That either, James. Your accent never says tune. No, you don't.
I do.
Name that tune, James.
Yeah.
Go on then.
It wouldn't be tune. It wouldn't be name that tune.
Name that tune, yes, Jamie. That's...
It's name that tune.
No, you like never tuna. Said that.
Oh, I so do.
You've never said that once. I've
hold on. You didn't say tune. Tuna. You didn't say tuna.
Tuna.
You say tuna.
I don't say tuna. I do not say tuna.
Tuna sandwich.
Yes, I do not. Tuna. That's how I pronounce it. I know it's not, spelt that way. I always call it tuna.
It's not sage.
What day is it tomorrow, Jamie? James.
Tuesday.
I say
Tuesday.
I say Tuesday.
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 See, my wife does as well.
Tuesday. Says what?
My wife says it's Tuesday. She says, she says Tuesday. Blah, blah,
blah. That's...
Yeah.
She's
everybody says
it right.
They don't.
Tuesday. Wednesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Monday. Tuesday.
What do you eat cereal out of?
Bowl.
I knew that was coming.
Well, what do you eat cereal out of?
James, I was going to say for a reason, no, James now has forgotten how he speaks himself.
Why?
James what doesn't do you say bowl.
Why? What is
you're
it
not
then?
Speaking like you normally speak. You're putting on like a podcast accent.
I am so bowl. Not.
You say bowl.
That's what I just said.
No, bowl.
Yeah. Bowl.
No.
I'm not hearing the difference saying here. It.
You normally say bowl.
Yeah, that's what I just said, isn't it?
You just said bowl. But I mean, bowl. You're getting fucked up. Yeah.
Bowl. Bowl. You're missing like an E what? Between the W and the L when you pronounce it the first time.
What do you dig with a spade?
Earth.
No, what do you make?
A chowel.
Hole.
Oh.
Hole. Hole. Why, what do you I'm not getting any. You're confusing the hell out of me. Why, what do you dig with a spade?
Ground. I love that you dig a hole.
You're all freaking me out. Freakazoids.
Did you know that?
Go on.
I think we should just get James to say different words and see if you can remember how he says them.
I think you're all Phoebe boys, which I do know what Phoebe boy.
Would you rather speak properly or speak like James?
Like me.
James, say properly.
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 Yeah, that's normal. He said that normally then. If he'd have said properly, that'd be him doing his podcast voice.
Properly.
Oh, I'm dead self-conscious. I'm saying words now.
Properly. Say the days of the week,
say the word, James. What are the word you just said?
Word.
Word. That sounds different as well.
Why?
Just say word again.
Word.
Oh, oh my days, James.
He pronounces the R, he doesn't normally, does he? Yeah.
No.
What, Wad?
That sounds more normal than what you're saying.
It does not.
Word. Word.
You're Ward.
Stephen Hawking style.
My name is Jones. I say word on Tuesday.
Word on Tuesday. Bowl.
What's the fish what you get in a tin?
In a tin? Tuna.
Oh, James.
Tuna.
James, what are you saying?
No. You see, I'm going to play that back. He said it normally that time. He said tuna that time with a CH. Earlier on when he was being posh, he said tuna.
I don't call it tuna. I've said that before. Right, you can this, you can say tuna.
What do you call it?
Tuna.
Say again.
Tuna.
And it's
like
loony.
A piano tuna for some reason. I know it's not spelled the same, but that's how I pronounce it.
It's loony.
Tunes.
No, you see, that's how I said tunes.
I did it on purpose, man.
Not tunes.
I know, I did it on purpose. No, it's loony tunes. Tunes.
There's what do you call...
Was there not a sweet called Tunes? Or
Tunes. Well.
But the advert was famous, wasn't it? It said Tunes.
So do you call those Tunes? Or
supposed
Tunes?
To what?
Tunes.
What were Tunes? What
were they like a menthol.
Menthol sweet.
Menthol.
Halls now, I think they call, but...
Halls. So they ain't existed since about '90s, have they? What were them? What were the
Halls?
They
say Halls.
Are they? What were the ones with like the honey drizzling?
Halls soothers.
Lozenges.
Nah, they were called something else.
They're
weren't
the strepsils.
They?
Yeah. Another one, weren't they?
The soothers.
Halls soothers. Is that what I'm thinking of? Halls were they like a block? They were like a block. Yeah, hard. What were the ones with like the runny stuff inside it again?
Soothers.
Soothers.
Now,
soothers.
Was that what they were called?
Again.
Yeah.
Also,
James pronounces it Suvas.
Now he goes Suva.
If you want some more Suvas, you'd be able to do a tune then out your nose. Oh, James, I do love your podcast accent.
What's wrong with my podcast accent?
Do you do the same accent on the phone for work and stuff?
I do a posh accent on the phone.
What's your introduction on the phone?
Slightly more camped up as well.
Oh, go for it.
Go on. You can't do this, Jay.
Yeah. No, that's work. This isn't work. I'm not even a work voice.
I want to hear it, James.
I don't know. I want to hear you camp.
More importantly, it's great.
If you want to hear it, you have to buy our software.
You just said sweetie a lot more.
I do.
Don't kind of tune it, sweetie.
Ducky.
Sweetie.
What do gay horses eat?
Hey. Is that your introduction on the phone?
It is. Every
no
time.
Hey, hey.
Straight in there.
Now he joins all his Zoom meetings. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Have you not got any jokes, Jamie, today?
No. I've been too busy.
He's only watched this three times.
Yeah. I've watched it once, and I only watched it at about, just past 7 o'clock. So I've only watched it today. So I've when I got here, as soon as I got back, I come in and watch that cartoon without even saying hello to the wife and kid. That's how dedicated I am.
You scumbag.
Yeah.
Where you been today then, Jamie? You've been work out about?
I've been in Grimsby today.
Grimsby?
Unlucky.
Aptly
the fish market.
This sounds so like I'm joking. I promise you I'm not. I pulled up, stepped out of the car and it stunk of fish.
Grimsy.
Why did the car stink of fish when you got out of it?
The outside of the car stunk of fish.
Oh, okay. The outside of your car stink of fish?
He drove through a fish market.
I drove
it was a horrible crash.
I drove through the sea. I took a wrong turn and I drove through. No, where I work in next door to it was some kind of fish something or other. I don't know whether something to do with fish. And it absolutely stunk. It took me. How long do you think it took me to get to Grimsby this morning? Have a guess.
An hour.
Hour?
Hour and 40.
By a jumbo jet, hour and 40.
3 hours and 15 minutes.
You're not far. It took me 4 hours to get there.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Four
Why did you
hours.
Go so slow? Busy?
There was a crash. There was six cars had crashed and I was at a standstill for quite a long time. So it's been a busy day.
Gosh. How long did it take to get home?
You're pretty much spot on, Stu, about an hour and 45, an hour and 50 or so.
Decent.
Yeah.
Kane.
Yo.
It's just past the middle of this episode. Have you got anything for us?
Yeah, I got a Would You Rather.
Would You Rather?
I think yours are kind of like secretly the best Would You Rathers, Kane.
Today's
Why is that
I think
secret?
Kind of come from nowhere. Because yeah. I think you think yours are the best, Jamie. And
no, I don't.
This is the best. No, I think mine are the best. So I think...
I don't think mine are the best.
I didn't hear anybody voting for Kane before now, so that's why I think it was a bit of a on the down low.
To be fair, when I do say my Would You Rather, you all go, ooh, good question.
Ooh.
Exactly.
When normally when you guys say it, there's just an awkward silence.
Yeah. Then we have to repeat it again to get a reaction.
Then explain it. but mine's not a great one that today. So
good we'll sales go pitch.
Would you rather have the superpower of being able to download the whole of Google into your mind or the superpower of like unlimited strength?
Oh, good one.
Unlimited strength.
Yep. So you can like you can lift just about anything.
So it's not like stamina. It's like strength in mass almost.
Power.
Power. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you able to control the strength, Kane? Am I literally going to like rip the door in the life every time I try and do something? Or
James is
I?
Thinking about masturbating here, isn't he?
I am. Is this going to be a bad accident?
Yep. You can control it.
Ooh.
It's just pretty standard superhero strength boost.
Yeah.
Like you know, your arms aren't going to pull off because you've not got magic muscles. No. You can.
But unlimited though. We're talking. Ooh.
So you're not going to tie it. So you like you can lift up a car. You can lift. Obviously, though, once you do that. So if you're thinking of lifting up a building, you've got to deal with the consequence of lifting up a building and ripping all the structures off and all that.
So I've got a question and, regards the internet one.
Yeah.
With the information you can download, can you remember it all?
No. So it'll be like Google. So you'd have to like search for it in your brain. So you can't
be like on a mobile phone.
But that'd be like the speed of your normal brain.
Yeah, so you'd be like so you'd have to kind of like write it into the search bar in your brain. So you'd think about it. How do you say tuna? Then it'd pronounce tuna in your brain.
So you could like go, what does a reverse centaur look like?
Yeah.
And you'd know what a reverse centaur looked like immediately.
Yeah, okay. But you'd have to like search for so it doesn't automatically come in your head, so you'd have to think about it then.
Did you
you have to be the Fonz for a second, be the Fonz for a moment, and then you get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the come in your head what got
me. I know, I picked up.
I thought it was the hay. I thought you said hay, and I was talking about reverse centaur.
So say if you're at a party, it'd be the equivalent of someone getting out the phone and searching for whatever you're talking about, which is fairly annoying.
But you'd be doing that in your head, right? So nobody'd see it.
Yeah. But it probably the conversation wouldn't flow because you'd have to.
Because you've got to stop and do it.
Yeah.
Mm. But you would be.
But you would know. You'd
super
be known
clever,
for
essentially.
Yeah.
You'd
but
be
everyone
like,
know. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone
you only
know
stuff that already exists, wouldn't you? I'm going strength.
Yeah.
I'm going strength.
And also, what happens when
Google anyway?
What happens if you've got two facts that sort of contradict each other as well? Yeah, you know, in all of the internet, but the internet's full of bullshit.
Yeah, I suppose you'd look for the correct source in your head.
Yeah, people would be staring at you a bit weird when you just sort of stood there, just sort of spacing out for a minute.
Yeah, but think of the facts you could knock out, though.
Yeah, but think what you could knock out. You've got super strength.
Yeah, I'm going super strength.
All day long, super strength. Unlimited super strength. Ridiculous.
So you could make so much money.
Yeah. What, with super strength?
Yeah.
You could also, like, jump from here to Florida. We always go to Florida, don't we?
Are you classing that super strength, though? Like a jump?
Well, why not?
That's an explosive motion.
That's fast twitch, baby.
Mine's lifting something.
Well, what? So it's only strength in your arms, not your legs?
A leg press doesn't count as strength.
Yeah. Well, a leg press is very different to
a jumping
squat.
Well, they're all just based on your strength, aren't they?
No, not at all. One's an explosive motion.
Yeah.
So I am ones. So say if you're doing,
I can squat for shit, but I can't jump for shit.
I bet you can't do a box jump, Jamie. Can you?
Kind of
like very high. Yeah,
you can do a shoe box.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. But some people can like box jump probably 8 feet. Well, maybe not that. But like people can box jump really like high.
Yeah, 6 foot kind of thing.
Yeah, but they can't squat shit.
Yeah.
Compared to, say, what Jamie could squat.
I get that, but aren't they both strong but just in different ways? So if I've got unlimited strength, wouldn't it cover all areas?
Yeah.
No.
Or are you saying unlimited lifting ability, essentially?
Unlimited strength, not power. Power's an explosive.
So I can't throw something fast then or hard?
Nope, you can lift it and like, yeah.
It's a good point. You'll so when a Hulk is punching then, it's strength and power. It's both of those things. Yeah. But we're saying this is just strength.
So say, so you'd be able to lift a train, but you probably wouldn't be able to like swing it around and just launch it.
But you couldn't punch through the train. You couldn't punch through the train.
This unlimited strength sounds like lots of limitations.
You could rip the train open.
But you can punch through it.
Do you have like superhero ability to lift stuff? And I'll explain what I mean in a second. Or like real life ability to lift stuff? Because like say there was a train.
Yeah.
Like what part of the train would I grab with my hands that would enable me to lift the whole train up? Because like the wheel would just come off, wouldn't it? Before it lifted the rest of the train up. Like a panel on the train, it wouldn't let me lift the train up.
So if you got underneath the train, you'd be able to, like, shoulder press it above your head.
So, like, the rest of the train structure would just stay okay?
Yeah.
Rather than snapping off, kind of thing?
Yeah,
it would do if you did that, wouldn't it? I'm confident you could... I reckon you could lift it up from the underneath it and it'd stay in one piece.
I think it would. I don't think it'd split like a million years.
Yeah, snap straight in half. I mean, you have to have jack points on cars, otherwise you put a jack point on the car and your car body all falls apart, doesn't it?
Could you... Yeah... If you had a wide grip, though, if you had a wide lift, though, I reckon
on a train.
You'd be, yeah, I reckon you'd be all right.
How big are your arms?
Pretty wide lift.
As a wide lift, I reckon you can get like a meter.
You couldn't
even
touch both sides of the train, could you?
No, of course not. No, you couldn't. No, but the further apart your hands would be, the less chance of it just cracking in the middle.
Mm.
I reckon you could do it. I reckon you could lift it up underneath and it'd be fine.
I don't think it would.
No.
I'm going with internet powers, I think, now.
Are you?
Yeah, because I was thinking I would make money by like throwing a satellite into the sky or moving a train for somebody or... Do you know what I mean? But then if you can't throw the thing or safely lift anything, I don't know if it's that useful. Yeah, but I then can't like leap anywhere and put it down somewhere else. I can kind of lift it up and put it down a foot away, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, so I think I'm going for the internet in my brain.
And you can't even throw a decent punch.
Yeah,
but you could throw just a normal punch.
Yeah,
you can squeeze somebody's head in, right?
Yeah, you could. You could, with one hand, you could like crush the skull.
But you wouldn't be invulnerable, right? So somebody could just punch you in the face or shoot you, and you'd be dead.
Oh yeah, good point. Actually, there's no invulnerability there. Yeah.
No.
So this strength's really like more like a hydraulic sort of strength, isn't it? It's a slow press.
Yeah,
it's not a.
Unlimited strength, to like move your muscles from closed to expanded at normal speed, essentially, right?
Yeah, everything else would be normal, apart from you can just lift a shitload.
You see, the thing that'd fuck you up lifting a train up, Jamie, even if you could use your super long arms to lift different parts of the train, what would you be standing on? Because now you've got the weight of a train on, like, 20 square inches.
That's a lot of pressure.
So you'd just go into the ground, wouldn't you?
Your body can take that.
No, but your feet would sink into the ground.
No, but part of the superpower is you can just lift it and there's no effect on the ground.
Ooh, okay.
No, it's a good point because otherwise the theory would be completely fucked on it, I think, there. So I think you've got to be able to take that. Like, you pick up
be able to take the load, aren't you?
Yeah, you've got to. Otherwise,
that's what makes it an interesting choice, though, isn't it?
Sorry.
Sex jokes. I am trying to think of a benefit of the. I really want to go with the strength, the power, but I'm just trying to think of a benefit, and I'm struggling.
The unlimited strength has got a lot of limitations.
To Jamie, it'd screw up your weightlifting and building up big muscles, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do that
because your muscles would never get bigger because you'd be able to lift anything with your current level of muscles.
I would. I won't give a. Monkeys, how big I were if I could. Right now, if you said you can swap
say you were
a big physique for strength, for unlimited strength, I was like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
So, could be pre superpowers Captain America.
Yeah.
Like little scrawny Steve Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with that strength, would you be happy with looking like that?
Yeah. I'd be cool with that.
Mm. I'd look at you and think, what a weed.
I don't enjoy lifting for being big. I just enjoy lifting. So I'd be cool with that. But, yeah, I'd be. But
do you think
cool
you'd still enjoy it if you could just lift anything?
Yeah, but there's no challenge, would there?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to think of the benefit. If you're comparing it to the to the internet one, I think I'm going to go for the internet. The knowledge.
Yeah, I think
you could make a lot of money that way because I think whether or not you were what you was doing was accurate.
I don't think you'd make any money either.
So yeah, I mean, what's the benefit of the internet one over like Stu said using your phone?
Yeah.
Is there a benefit? What's
a
the,
bit
what's
quicker,
the...
no battery power, but that's it, right?
Well, I think,
have to get your phone out.
Like, you could be like, and the thing is, I'm changing my answer as I'm talking about. I was thinking, well, you could be like a good professor.
Certain things
or something
would be
like
more
that.
Annoying because I'd be like, I'd do the reference in my head and get the internet thing, and then somebody would be like, oh, yeah, prove it. Then I wouldn't be able to send them a link on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
it's true.
Like, I'd have to type.
But also, I mean, I've got the access to the internet pretty much 24 hours a day, and I'm not super rich.
Actually, hold on a second. I've got a question that might swing it for me. Can I access all of the internet?
Hello.
Dark web in it.
Yeah. So you're downloading the whole of Google.
Though.
Yeah. Google.
Oh, not the whole, not everything on the net, just everything
internet,
Google have
just
got.
Just Google.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting like codes and stuff from NASA and
ranked,
shit.
Ranked by Google.
Well, yeah, if you could access the whole of the internet, that would be useful, right?
Yes. You
can choose Bing if you want Bing.
No one's ever made that choice.
James, you could just go internet and have access to any porn you could think of.
I've already got it. It's all up there.
up where?
Total recall of that. I'm going strength all day long.
What would you use it for, like James? Can you think of something you'd use it for?
The first thing you do?
Open tins of pickled onions.
Really wouldn't. I wouldn't use it for anything if that sounds dirty. I've got no world domination plans with this one because it is so limiting.
There will be times though where like you do just need to lift stuff.
Yeah, clean under the car or something like that. Without moving it.
Yeah,
but you'd fuck it up.
Yeah.
If someone wants to change the tyre, like say you won't have to get the jack out, you could just lift it.
Well, again, you've got to be careful. Yeah, you've got to get your right.
No, I did say you can lift. I said like you could lift a train.
Oh right, okay.
Oh, I'm back into that then because I can just lift a space station up.
Yeah,
yeah. Or building
the space station.
But why would you lift the space station up?
One on the ground that they're wanting to get into space.
Okay. So you lift it up.
Yeah.
They don't build it. They're building.
How much that machine cost that carries a rocket from the building place to the launch pad? Mm. You could make shit tons of money just carrying that over for them.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wind turbines that they move, like all the giant shit that they move at like 3 miles an hour.
Oil rigs
cost millions of pounds. I could just lift it up and carry it over from.
Yeah,
it'd take quite a long time to carry, though, wouldn't it?
No,
the machines only move about 3 miles an hour that carry it. Yeah, if that
move a lot faster than them, you could jog down with it.
Yeah, cool. Go for
yeah. I'm gonna have strength.
You could make it. I suppose there's a lot of world records you could break for. Deadlift
yeah, but
and stuff.
You'd probably not be allowed though, because it'd be so obvious that you've got a.
It's not cheating, though.
Can't you get? You can think. Yeah, you know,
but
like
they'd make a stipulation, wouldn't they? Like,
but there's got to be something.
Nobody
like,
would know, would they, Kane? Right?
Nobody know.
Yeah.
Can you get like
just beating
incredibles.
The current record by like 5 kilos?
I guess there'd be something in your genes or in your blood what would prove.
Yeah, they don't test that. They don't test for drugs, don't they?
Yeah,
they test for greatness.
No, they will test for some kind of stuff or like. Testosterone or some there'll be something different in your blood what
you can still make a fortune though is like you know doing displays and stuff you make more when you do that
old school like old school strongmen screw a handlebar moustache twink it up a little bit of this corners wearing leotard
how long would like because did someone in the video here it'd be on YouTube then could you make much more money once people seen it once
I think it no I mean I'm with Kane on that I think it'd have to be practical things like lifting up a crane that's toppled over and they'd have to call another crane that'd cost them 120 grand and you'd just do it for 40.
You could do house demolitions.
How could you demolish your house?
Just pull it apart.
That'd take eight of that fucking ages. Pull that
house apart. Break.
And remember, James, you're not invulnerable, so one bit of brick falls on you, you're dead.
That's a good point, yeah. Yeah, screw that.
Oh, it's fucking hard, this. I don't know which one. But more we're talking about it, more I'm thinking they're both wank.
Well, I don't think they're wank.
No,
because
it's better than nothing.
It is, strength, definitely strength. I've changed my mind 3 times, but I'm now locking in strength.
Strength, same. Go on, Jamie, what's your final? Well, Kane, while Jamie's deliberating, what's yours?
I think I am strength two. I just think if we're having a conversation and I knew all the answers in my brain, I'd not find many discussions very interesting.
You'd be dead boring, yeah.
Yeah, I already hate when people get the phone out when I'm having a conversation with them to like...
Every episode of the podcast.
No, but you know, like when you're discussing something and like it ends the conversation as soon as someone fact checks it. So yeah, I'm going strength. Jamie?
Full house.
Strength. Yeah, it's got to be strength. Yeah. It's not got to be, but it is strength. We're a bunch of strong men.
Imagine.
Good question, Kane.
Oh. Thanks.
Kane is the best. I love Kane.
Thanks.
compare that to mine. Would you rather be able to shoot from your nipples?
Shoot web from your nipples or web from your dick?
One of my work colleagues who listens to the podcast, he does have to turn off the would you rather whenever Jamie asks the question.
He doesn't like it because his family listening up. Is there a reason why?
I think it's a little bit too crude for him.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that people like that exist, but I just love the idea that there's somebody who, when Jamie speaks, potentially what Jamie says will be so offensive to them that they'll just turn him off. Can you imagine?
I'm okay with talking about everything.
For 32 years like that. Just turning him off whenever Jamie talks.
Now that's a superpower.
I cannot possibly listen to squirted nipple talk. I've got to turn this off now.
The interesting thing there is, what did they only ever listen to one and they've not listened since, just in case?
Yeah, good point.
Or do they listen like every week but turn it off once it starts and they realise it is just as bad?
It's not for
me. To be fair, they are avid listeners and
to everything but Jamie. Just mute Jamie here.
I think it's normally once me and Jamie's...
Who is it, Kane? Can you give him a shout out so I can tell him to fuck off?
Send me their email, Kane. I'll send them an edited version of the podcast with just Jamie muted. So in fact, if we get how many followers have we got on Twitter, Jamie?
Jamie's really good with numbers, isn't he?
1,516.
If we get to 2,000 followers on Twitter by the end of next week, I'll release the podcast with Jamie muted for the entire episode.
So, Kane, this friend, how does he go with my joke at the end then? Does he mind that? Or
it is pretty dirty, right?
Because they are pretty foul.
He actually thinks
Has he said anything about them?
No, he thinks that's the best part.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
The best part is the end of the show. You sure he meant the joke, Kane? I just factored it at the end. Yeah. I love when you guys finish the show.
My girlfriend at the moment, though, she's sickened by the jokes at the end.
Is she? I'll try and tone it down this week a little bit then.
What's she going to say when she's face to face with James next?
Every week without questions, she says, I don't understand that joke at the end.
Is this week's joke going to be themed, James?
For the episode? No, it's penguin based.
I was wondering if it might involve Steven Spielberg.
No, it's a penguin based joke this week.
Okay, interesting.
Your penguin jokes are the best as well.
They're dirty as hell.
Let's see. Has anybody else got a penguin joke?
No.
No.
I think I've got one, but I can't remember the punchline.
Sounds like they're making a great joke.
What's black and white and red all over?
Penguin?
Newspaper or something.
Penguin in a blender.
James wins. I don't know. I think a newspaper might be it. But I like a penguin in a blender.
How is it a penguin joke? Black and white and red all over
penguins
newspaper.
Penguins black and white, aren't they?
All right. So is a zebra.
I've got a penguin joke. What do polar bears eat?
Seals.
No.
That's a good joke, James.
Yeah.
What do penguins eat? What do polar bears eat?
I don't know. What do polar bears eat?
So I'll give you a clue. It's a bird and it can't fly. What do polar bears eat?
Penguin.
No, because you can't get the wrappers off.
Hey!
I just Googled a penguin joke. Why don't penguins like rock music?
Why don't penguins like rock music? Go on.
They only like soul.
Oh dear.
That's horrible. That's fucking terrible.
You think they'd like lots of other tuners, wouldn't you?
There are better tunes out.
Why didn't nobody laugh at that fucking joke?
What do you call a penguin in the desert?
Lost.
Yeah. Hey, I've got something to tell you guys about. Earlier on, when we were talking about Team Titans Go, has anybody seen the one where they're getting ready for Thundercats to come out?
This couldn't be any more Jamie. Something we spoke about at the start of the podcast.
I made a note of this last week and I forgot to ask you. We weren't
talking about Teen Titans Go because that's an abomination. We're talking about Teen Titans.
Oh, I'm talking about Team Titans Go.
That is awful.
Mate, it's fucking awesome.
It's shockingly bad. Get proper Teen Titans on.
Teen Titans Go is one of the best things on TV at the moment. Kids' cartoons. Amazing.
Hold on, James. I thought we were talking about Teen Titans Go. The movie is Teen Titans Go, and it's fucking brilliant.
No, you want to get the Teen Titans animated movie, the proper one, is amazing.
I don't know.
Absolutely amazing. Really. Yeah.
So the film is Teen Titans Go then, Stu?
Yeah.
Well, the series is awesome, so I'll be totally watching that.
I didn't know there was anything that isn't Teen Titans Go.
It's an abomination.
It's not. It's so
the,
not.
The original Teen Titans is like a Batman-esque style cartoon. Very good. With Deathstroke as the main villain. And Trigon pops in occasionally as well.
It's Deathstroke.
Slade Wilson. Slade Wilson's Deathstroke. He's a copy of Wade Wilson, Deadpool.
I thought it was the other way around.
Either way. I think Deathstroke was after. I could be wrong. Not sure on that, actually. The original Teen Titans cartoon is amazing.
I bet it's not as good as Team Titans Go.
Teen Titans Go is fucking brilliant.
And then they did a more adult version. It's got a few references in there.
It was called it wasn't Teen Titans, it was 21-year-old Titans, I guess.
But no, it's really good, really good animated cartoon.
Is that why you like Darkstar, whatever her name is? What's her name?
Darkstar. Starfire or Raven?
I kind of did a combo of the two, didn't I?
You did.
You'd love that, James. That'd be right up your alley, wouldn't it?
That'd be right, yeah. I'd be all over that.
So anyway, where I'm going with this is, I saw an episode.
Jamie, good one. Where you were going with it, right?
And where I was, Teen Titans going with it. Yeah,
nice.
It was genuinely, and I can't believe they did it. And I saw it, and I thought that just reminds us of us. Teen Titans Go are massive fans of Thundercats.
Nice.
Massive fans of Thundercats, right? And they hear that a new Thundercats cartoon is coming on TV.
That's an abomination.
Mate, honestly, but wait, let me. They're fans of the 80s Thundercats we like, Teen Titans Go. So they've got like the t-shirts of the old Wino on it, and they've got one of them's got like an old Panthro toy and stuff like that. So they love the 80s one. They're building it up, they're getting ready to watch it. And what comes on is Thundercats Are All.
They fucking hate it.
But in Teen Titans Go, they absolutely hate it, and they start spitting. It's clearly taking the piss out of modern like cartoon fans. They start ripping into it big time and having a go at it, and it finishes with the 80s 80s Lino appearing and talking to him and basically saying, "Sack it up, I'll give you this to keep you going." And he does some old school 80s Thundercat stuff. It is a phenomenal episode, and it just reminded me of us guys watching any kind of new stuff, Thundercats Roar and things like that. If you haven't seen it, it is well worth a watch. Teen Titans Go talking about Thundercats, brilliant.
Nice.
Oh.
It's also in the adult version of Teen Titans. earlier on when we were talking about horses? So is anybody a fan of BoJack Horseman?
No.
I couldn't get into it.
I fucking loved it.
I surprised you not, because you guys like that Rick and Morty shite as well.
I do like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty is very good.
I hate it.
It is for intelligent people.
Have you given it a go, Jamie? Or
I've watched a couple, and I just It just doesn't do anything.
Have you watched the one where he does a mind link with a dragon and they fuck?
No, and it's not really selling it for me either.
That's
a great episode. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Dragon orgy, and that dragon comes out the massive dildo. It staffs like a dildo. Well, it's that time again. Talking of massive dragon dildos, I know James has got something to tell us at the end of the show.
Yes.
Not necessarily related to massive dragon dildos, but it may be. I don't know. Let's, James, do you want to? I'm getting you to see us out. We've not even said
what?
Kane.
I'm about to tell you. I'm putting Kane off.
James, James are panicking. Kane. Then are your Kane. Keyboard slashes you bringing up a script.
Kane, what else have you got for before we go?
Yeah, so join us on facial media. On,
Ooh, nice.
On social Ooh. Media, on
send
Facebook
us a facial.
Yeah.
On facial
Facebook,
book,
Instagram, facial book. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Send us a tit site. On Titter.
Yeah.
Nice. Or,
what can we do for Instagram?
Instantgram for James.
Instantgram.
I'll take it.
Just add water.
Yeah, yeah, Instagram. So, Supergram. James wishes Supergram was a cartoon we could talk about.
Oh, I actually love Supergran.
I know you do. Filthy devil.
Yeah.
Did you actually used to watch Supergran, James?
Hell yeah. Supergran was amazing.
I don't
Good
know. Was it?
Billy Connolly was in it occasionally at all.
Mm.
Was he?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hmm. Supergran.
Yeah, so you can find us at
whatever
the Power
Granny
Pod.
Can.
On all the social medias, drop us an email at buythepowerpod@gmail.com and go to our website where all our episodes are there, and that's buythepower.net. Buy us a coffee at whatever the fucking site is.
Oh, don't bother.
/.
don't bother. I know you've all been waiting to, so, but don't bother. Don't worry about it.
And whose podcast is it next time?
It's not me. It's either what Stu podcast? Or James.
Oh, it's Stu.
Yeah,
next
I think
time.
It's Stu. Yeah.
It is Stu.
My choice next time.
Ooh. Can we have a guess, Stu?
I might go full anime.
Ooh.
Oh,
you're in Dragon Ball?
Sake.
You're in Dragon Ball?
No, that's not one of my favourites, actually.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, are we not going anime, are we?
I never really got into Dragon Ball. We've not really done any anime.
We've done... Every time you pick, it's fucking anime.
I just watched the latest season of Baki on Netflix.
That sounds shit.
That's amazing.
The Dragon Ball games
Jamie,
would be really
See, what's interesting is, I mean more like proper anime, which we haven't done any of yet.
Oh, you mean there's... Oh, fuck's sake.
No, seriously, what if we, maybe Samurai Pizza Cats, but even then that was an Americanized version of a Japanese cartoon that wasn't really the same as it was.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking, Stu?
Banana Man.
Into Jamie.
How old's One Piece? How old's that?
Oh, One Piece is good, isn't it? I might do Naruto.
Bleach.
Bleach is fucking good. The reason I probably won't choose a classic anime is that you can't really do it in one episode. There's like 40% of each episode is them putting faces and powering up.
Yes.
And if you don't know why they're powering up and how many levels of previously unknown power they've activated in this episode, it's very difficult to enjoy it.
Yeah, because we normally talk about the cartoons on this podcast.
that's a good point, yeah. That's a good point. Do you want me to say what it is?
Yeah. Is it something we'll know? And if so, can we have a guess? Or is it just worth going straight
in
there?
Yeah, you can have a guess. I don't think anybody's going to guess Urusei Yatsura, but you can have a go.
I am going to have a guess at... something. I'm going to go Thundercats. Ooh. I'm going to guess a Thundercats.
No.
I'll go Pokemon.
No.
God, I hope not.
No. It was a good
show. I've got a clue, mate. There's too many to choose from.
There's too many cartoons to choose from.
Well, there is.
You know,
anime style. It still goes for... All right, I'm going to go for... Pirates of Dark Water.
Interesting.
I can't even remember that, I don't think.
That's a good shout, that is.
Good cartoon.
People have asked for that. A lot of people have asked for that, actually.
Have they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
My choices.
Yeah.
If the buyers are coffee, they can choose it and we'll do it.
It was very similar to Conan at the time.
So what are you going for, Stu?
I'm going for...
Ooh.
A very mysterious cartoon.
Ooh.
Mysterious Cities of Gold.
Mysterious Cities of Gold.
Yeah. Hey, that's that long fucking theme tune, isn't it? The one
amazing
that lasts about 7 years.
Tune. Yes.
Brilliant. Everything about it is amazing.
Why in my head have we... I know we haven't done it, but in my head we have
we
done it.
We've talked about it on the intro podcast.
There you go.
I was talking to a customer the other day who listens to the podcast, and he was saying that he just bought the box set for that. He loves it.
I would have loved it if you would have said, whenever Jamie talks, he mutes it.
Yeah.
We get so many people telling us that it's not really a talking point.
Yeah, it's nothing new. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine the effort of every time Jamie starts talking, you have to press mute and then guess when he stopped and mute?
Which happens a lot.
Some episodes that's like 7 or 8 minutes of holding mute down.
I'm okay with that.
Harsh but unfair. It is that time then, James, for you to. Leave us, please try not to get us banned from
everyone's got to say goodbye
sites.
First.
Please try not to get us banned from the podcast sites. It is goodbye from me.
It is bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And I'm not saying
I hope
it,
everybody muted Jamie then, because that was fucking rank.
It was weird, wasn't it?
I'm not saying it, but I have
the
got
the clicking of his mouth and tongue as he whispered into that microphone, yeah. Jamie.
Ugh.
I'm gonna turn that up for everyone.
What did I say? It's a bonjour from myself. I tell you what, that sex line stuff, that there'll be people rewinding that and listening to it.
And then what?
Blame themselves.
Ugh. That's freaking me out.
Did we someone recognise his voice of a phone call now? That was a pervert at the phone us of the week.
Dial into Crime Stoppers, over here.
Yeah. You recognise his voice?
Crime Watch, yeah.
Go on, James.
Go for it, James.
Right. So a woman walks into the doctor's and says, "Doctor, I've got a problem down below." So she says, "Okay, just sit on the bed and drop your pants and let me have a look."
A bed in the doctor's.
Yeah, they do my doctor's.
A bed.
So drop your pants. Yeah. Wait, so she's walked in with just pants on?
So yeah, she's got a skirt on. She can drop pants. It's fine. You don't have a bed in your doctor's.
Trousers,
not a bed.
They're not.
Not a bed, no.
Yeah, they have beds in doctors.
Yeah, they've got it in ours.
Yeah.
You know, like a leatherette bed thing with like a paper mat thing that they roll over it.
Leatherette. Are you sure that's a doctor, James?
Yeah. they put them buckles on you and...
But there's not a bed in your doctor.
So what have you got in your doctor's office then, Stu? Is it just chairs?
A desk?
Yeah.
Chairs?
A model skeleton, it calls.
And then a table, I guess, an examination table. I don't want to call
computer.
It a bed. It's not really
a bed,
is it?
It's a bed.
It's a bed, yeah.
It's an examination table.
That's picky.
You posh bastard. You posh bastard.
I was just imagining. It's more because I was imagining James going into his doctor's and it'd be like in his front room, but with a bed with pillows and blankets in the corner.
It is a bit weird when the doctor sits on there and like, pats the seat next to him. He's like,
you'd sit next to him.
Pop up here. Lie down.
Is it an actual doctor?
He says he is.
Sold.
Got a weird thermometer, I know that. It hurts like hell.
Well, that's the wrong sort then, if it hurts.
But he can use it without using his hands, which is really good. Don't know how he does it.
I thought this joke was supposed to involve penguins, isn't it?
Sorry. No, yeah,
this penguin walked into the doctor's.
It was going to be a penguin joke, wasn't it? Okay. Yeah. Fuck's sake. So Penguin walks into the doctor's. Says to the doctor, "Doctor, I've got a problem with my beak." So the doctor says, "Okay.
Take your beak off.
Hop up on the examination table, which is not a bed, and I'll have a look at it."
Give him a big bill.
So he says to the penguin, "Open wide," and the penguin goes, "Ah," and the doctor says,